Praise God. Welcome to Pastor O's Corner, episode 12. My name is Olu Akinkumi, pastor of High Life Christian Center. It is such a privilege to share God's marvelous word with you. In this episode, we'll be looking at some thoughts on deliverance. This is a big issue in the body of Christ. You might say, what on earth are you about? Well, in many circles, a considerable amount of attention is given to the devil, demons, witchcraft, and all sorts. Instead of looking at how awesome the sovereign Lord is, some always seem to be obsessed with the works of darkness. The devil and his courts are so magnified that you would think the devil was omnipotent and omnipresent. You would think he and Almighty God were equals, but this is not the case. He is a created being. Our Heavenly Father is the Creator. He is the Sovereign Lord who is in control of all the affairs of men. Nebuchadnezzar, King of Babylon, had to come to this realization. The scripture says in Daniel 4:34-35, and I'm reading the NLT translation of the Bible, after this time had passed, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up to heaven. My sanity returned, and I praised and worshipped the Most High and honored the one who lives forever. His rule is everlasting and his kingdom is eternal. All the people of the earth are nothing compared to him. He does as he pleases among the angels of heaven and among the people of the earth. No one can stop him or say to him, what do you mean by doing these things? The bottom line is, he is in charge and he does as he pleases. He's bigger than the devil. The other extreme, though, is the fact that some have come to the conclusion that the devil doesn't exist. These people are usually oblivious to his devices, strategies, and schemes. For those of us in the Western world who have embraced secular humanism to the max, I would like to draw on a statement made by a fictional character in the 1995 movie The Usual Suspects, Roger Verbal Kent. I'm sure you can remember that character. If you've seen the movie, it was played by Kevin Spacey. The character said, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he doesn't exist. I repeat, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he doesn't exist. This is a rephrasing of the phrase, the finest trick of the devil is to persuade you that he does not exist, by Charles Baudelaire, a poet and philosopher in the 19th century. From a biblical perspective, this statement is a true reflection of where some of us are today, hoodwinked into thinking that the devil doesn't exist. Newsflash, our master and savior, Jesus Christ, addressed a real and personal devil. He wasn't some abstract force floating somewhere. When he was addressing the Jews of his time who were opposing him, he said in John 8:44, for you are children of your father the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Satan is a liar, a deceiver, and a cheat. But the good news is, Jesus has already defeated him. His power is in the lie. We defeat him with the truth. Catch you at the end of this podcast. God bless. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. He says, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. In him, or in whom, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says that we have been rescued from what? The dominion of darkness, from the control, from the power of darkness. We've been rescued. Say to your neighbor, I have been rescued. That doesn't sound convincing. Say to your neighbor, I have been rescued.
I have been rescued.
Amen. As believers in Christ, God pulled us out of darkness into light. A lot of people nowadays don't have a lot of respect for scripture, even Christians. So they have a very low view of scripture. I once heard somebody who used to be on the mainstream in a debate say that a lot of the demon and all this other stuff is not really real. Whether we realize it or not, there are two kingdoms in conflict in our world.
The kingdom of what? Darkness and the kingdom of light. There are two kingdoms operating in our world. They're not the Conservative Party, it's not the Liberal Democrats, and definitely it's not Labour. There is a proper kingdom of darkness that runs the joint, not political parties. Jesus said something. If we turn to Matthew, I read this before the service started. Matthew chapter 12. I'm reading from verse 25 to 28. He says, Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your people drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. There's a lot in that, because within the context, they were accusing Jesus of using Beelzebub to cast out demons. He casted out a demon from a deaf and a dumb boy, and the boy could hear and speak. And so they accused him of using dark powers to get rid of, you know what I mean, to deliver the boy. That was why Jesus was saying that Satan doesn't act against himself. He doesn't. Beelzebub, like I said, was known as the Lord of the Flies. But by Jesus' day, they had changed what Beelzebub actually meant. And so they called Beelzebub the chief demon or the chief spirit. So what they were implying is Jesus was consulting Beelzebub to deliver somebody. And it's true. Satan does not work in cross purposes against himself. He doesn't. And I'll be honest with you, there are some people that seek people who have contact with spirits to get some freedom from demonic oppression or possession, and exorcisms are carried out. And when those things happen, most of the time, it brings fame to the guy carrying out the exorcism or the sorcerer, or like we'd say in Africa, the Baba that you go and see. For those of you who watch Nollywood. Anyway, but no, think about it. When people consult those things, when I was growing up as a kid, the guy normally has appointments booked, and he will have educated people sit down at his feet to receive help. But bear in mind that when the solution comes, the guy gets more famous, so he gets more disciples. So it doesn't mean that Satan cannot do certain things and lying wonders. He can do it, because when he does it, he draws more people to the vehicle he's using, so that people get further and further deceived. Oh, when I went to consult him, I had a direction for my life. It's a way of getting you hooked. When I stood before that guy, he said things that nobody had ever heard before. It's a way of getting you hooked. Because exorcism was normal in Jesus' day. That's why they could accuse him of it. It wasn't like Jesus was not the only one praying for people who had oppression and demonic, you know, things going on in their life. He wasn't the only one. There were other people doing it, but his was different. They would have to do magic, do all kinds of incantations, do all kinds of crazy stuff just to get the person to a point of normalcy. But Jesus only needed to command them to come out. It wasn't a struggle. It wasn't a big deal, because he was the master. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this just to say that, look, there are kingdoms at work. There's a spiritual world that is very active in our world today. And we see the effects of this world by looking at the chaos and the deception that is in our world. Are you with me? There was something that Jesus said. If you turn to the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 53. When they came to arrest him in the garden, he said, every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness reigns. This is your hour when what? Darkness reigns. I just read the NIV, Holman Christian Standard Bible says, every day while I was with you in the temple complex, you never laid a hand on me. But this is your hour and the dominion of darkness. So at the time, Satan was given permission to do his thing. Jesus submitted to it because he knew it was part of God's plan. Satan influenced the minds of men, thinking he had the upper hand to get Jesus, bundle him, come up with false charges, and get him crucified. But Jesus acknowledged that this is the time when darkness reigns. Amen. Are you with me? And by darkness reigning in the area, the fear of God is completely absent, and all kinds of evil stuff goes on where darkness reigns. And that's why they could come up with a charge to get rid of an innocent man, because darkness was reigning. I'm telling you this not to make you scared, but just to let you know that there is, or let me put it this way, there are forces at work in the world that we live in. And yes, just like God seeks to glorify himself through our lives, the devil looks for vessels to use to lead people astray. He does. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it's absolutely true. Just like God wants to glorify himself through us, to draw people to himself, the devil also brings people or influences people who give themselves to him to influence others to follow him. And these kingdoms will keep being in conflict until God has had enough.
If this podcast has been a blessing to you, please drop us a line. Let us know what God's word is doing in your life. Please share it with others. Facebook it, repost it, tweet it, whatever. Just get the message out. God bless you. Have a great week, or enjoy whatever is left of it. And remember, it's all about Christ in you, expressing himself through you. Catch you on the next episode of Pastor O's Corner. God bless.